Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, desperately trying to film to you. Yeah, on election day 2019. You wouldn't think it's an election day. Seems like such like an ordinary day. It reminds me of what Willie Whitelaw said about an election years ago. People are going around stirring up apathy. And it's a very rainy day, which could have an effect on the outcome of the election. This is the sort of sacrifice I make for you, braving pneumonia for your sake. So the first winter election since October 1974, the first December election since 1924. So the Conservatives are going to win it. I think that's a racing certainty. The polls putting them on something like 43% of the vote, Labour about 33% of the vote. But let's be optimistic from a Labour's perspective. Let's look at the best poll for Labour, about 35%, and the worst poll from the Conservatives, putting about 39%. Then Labour would be within striking distance. You know, they'd obviously get fewer votes than the Conservatives, but if they were lucky, could get more seats. But I think that's a really long shot. Will the Conservatives get that magic number, 326? It's very likely the Conservatives will, but I think not very much more. There've been predictions of a majority of up to 60, I'd say 60 more members of Parliament than all the other parties put together. I don't think it's likely. I think it's going to be more like 20%. Other people are predicting sort of 26 more, majority of 20. Some people, the conventional wisdom is something like a majority of about 40. So the poor weather is supposed to help the Conservatives. Inclement weather obviously drives down turnout. Now, you can have a postal vote, and that opened about a fortnight ago. Since 2001, anybody who wants a postal vote can do it. In the old days, you had to have a particularly good reason, as you were disabled, you're going to be out of the country, but anyone can do it to try and increase turnout. So Labour is thought to be affected by low turnout more because Labour voters, quite a lot of them don't bother to vote. They're the kind of vote that vote Labour. The Conservatives are less afflicted by this problem. Labour voters are usually younger on average than Conservative voters, and turnout amongst the young is lower than amongst the elderly, because if you're a very, very elderly person, you're going to be wheeled out of the nursing home to vote. It's highly exciting. Someone told me how his granny was planning it for months. She was really excited, a big day out for her. So the Lib Dems are not doing that well. You know, they got 7% of the vote last election. Polls show them up to 16%, more than doubling their vote share. They've fallen back a little. Labour has made some progress this campaign, but nothing like as much as last time when they gained so much traction. The beginning of the 2017 election, Labour was on 28% of the polls. They actually got 40% of vote in the end. Now, they have gone up in this campaign, but nothing like that much. Starting at about 28%, now on something like 32%, depending which poll you look at. There was a gaffe on Boris Johnson in recent days when he was shown a photo of a little boy who had to sleep on the floor in a hospital ward because there were no beds for him. And he refused to look at the photo. He grabbed the phone and put it in his pocket. And so that played really badly. But that came so late in the campaign, it won't affect the outcome very much because most people have already made up their mind. And the other thing is when he supposedly hid in a fridge to avoid answering questions on Good Morning Britain to be interviewed on one of the biggest shows, but you think nobody's more media savvy than Boris Johnson. Perhaps the stress is getting to him. This is this unforced error. A couple of own goals in the last few days. So Jeremy Corbyn, his magic is just not working this time. He's campaigned energetically, but it hasn't won over so many people as last time. The Conservatives are taking social media also far more seriously than last time, when Labour, although they lost the overall election narrowly, they certainly won the battle of social media. So the Conservatives realised they had to get savvy about that. So Liberal Democrats, they're definitely going to gain seats. They could scarcely have fewer. They've only got 12 this time, the last election. Obviously, a few Labour and Conservative people have defected to them. Luciana Berger probably take Finchley. She was Labour. She's now standing for the Liberal Democrats, although she represented the Liverpool constituency. Chuka Omunna, likewise, standing for the Lib Dems, now former Labour MP. I can't remember, there are a couple of Conservatives standing for the Lib Dems. Sam Gyimah, former Conservative. I don't think he'll make it, actually. And that's that. I think that Labour will lose Kensington and Chelsea, which they won by a whisker from the Conservatives. Conservative and Unionist Party will lose Richmond Park and Kingston North. I've been there a lot and I've got the feel for the place, you know, on the doorstep. I desperately want to be wrong, but, you know, looking at the cephalological data objectively, it's very clear the Lib Dems are going to win because the Conservatives won that by only 45 votes last time. The tiniest shift towards the Lib Dems would win it for them. Labour are not trying there, though they do have a candidate, so that's that. There's, you know, it's a very Remain seat, 60% Remain last time, and obviously Zach Goldsmith, the Conservative candidate, he's a Leaver. He's been false accused of being pro third runway at Heathrow, which is an outrageous smear, because he was absolutely consistently against the third runway long before it was a fashionable cause, and on and on. So Conservatives will just gain a few seats, lose half the Baker's dozens of seats that the Tories have in Scotland. In Northern Ireland, I predict the DUP will take down North, take back Fermanagh, South Tyrone. SDLP take Foyle. Belfast South will fall. The DUP are going to lose that one as well to the SDLP. No other seats change hands. So Boris's strategy of calling this early election, this another Brexit election, appears to be paying off. He was still on his honeymoon. The economy has slowed down, but you know that's happened so late that it's not going to affect the campaign very much. Oh, look here, some of these election poster things going behind me. You can't see, it's too bright. It's blinding you. Bojo's face and Corbyn's face. So from a Conservative perspective, Corbyn is the gift which keeps on giving. And I'm filming this in Parliament Square, incidentally. Perhaps because of the darkness, you can't tell. That was Parliament behind me. That's Parliament there. It's so rainy, it's messing up the screen. And that's the Sovereign Tower up there. Big Ben, this tower here, obviously being renovated. So Jo Swinson has not been as effective as people think. She's 39. She's by far the youngest leader, party leader. Moreover, she's the only woman to lead a UK-wide party. Because obviously there's the SNP, but they only campaign in Scotland. Now you might say, well, the Liberal Democrats don't stand in Northern Ireland. Well, okay, but they have an understanding with the Alliance Party. If you're a Lib Dem in Northern Ireland, you should vote Alliance. My God, this is really screwing it up, just how wet the screen is. So I better end it quite soon. So Boris Johnson, even his majority in Uxbridge isn't that great, but the idea of a Prime Minister losing a seat is unthinkable. That's never happened. The sitting PM, former PMs have lost their seat before. So what else can I point out? People like being represented by famous MPs usually, tend to vote for them even more. So getting it brighter, try and counteract this. It is just, they're just dreadful conditions. So that's why, you know, the vote for famous people tends to go up. You know, 97, a terrible year for the Conservatives. One of the only seats in the whole realm where the votes for the Conservative went up was Huntingdon, as in John Major's constituency. Blair, after the Iraq War, his personal vote went down in Sedgefield because he was so detested in 2005. So really, that's my election roundup. So what's my final prediction? I think the Conservatives will get 41% of the vote. I'm saying that the Labour Party will get 33% of the vote. The Lib Dems get 14% of the vote. In Scotland, the SNP will still be the largest party with 36% of the vote, and they're going to get 32 seats. The Conservatives only get 5 seats in Scotland. The Lib Dems go up slightly to 6 seats. Don't know how many puts that Labour on. Small gains for Labour. Obviously, Plaid Cymru just going to gain 1 seat. Green Party keep Brighton, not gain anywhere else. The Brexit Party not gain a single seat. Brexit Party on 3% of the polls might even go down at the last minute. People say, well, I just simply can't risk it. People saying that the Brexit Party could cost the Tories up to 16 seats. Yeah, up to. I think they'll cost a few. Let's say they'll cost the Conservatives 5. But it rather depends. A would-be Conservative, are you going to vote Brexit Party? Possibly. So Brexit Party take away a few votes from the Conservatives. They'll also take a few votes from Labour. Not as many. They won't take away any from the Lib Dems, because for 60 years they've been boringly consistent, fanatically Europhile. And they won't take away any votes from anybody else. So Bojo's strategy was to call this election on Brexit, because people who wouldn't otherwise vote Conservative will vote Conservative to get Brexit done. And that is the constantly repeated mantra of the Conservative campaign: get Brexit done. And it appears to be paying dividends. It was an inspired choice, because talk about that, not about public service, which is not going very well. Almost matched Labour on spending promises. And Corbyn, he's just pathetic. He will retain the nuclear arsenal, because that's what his party conference voted for, but he would never use it. It just doesn't make any sense. His Brexit policy as well, it would just prolong the agony for at least 6 months, and on and on. So the Conservatives are going to win, but I think not by that much. I'm not saying it's a certainty. The Conservatives will certainly be the largest party. There's a slim chance if it's a minority Conservative government again, but that's not going to make it. And indeed, the other parties could cobble together some sort of coalition, a confidence and supply agreement to prevent Brexit, at least have a second referendum, another referendum on partition within the United Kingdom, as in Scotland leaving, and on and on. So there we are. Jacob Rees-Mogg, obviously going to be handily returned. I can't really think of anything else, really. Bim Appalami will still be returned as a Conservative. No other particular things to speak about. Okay, I could go on and all day, and I'm not looking at the statistics right now. So goodbye. That's the end of general election 2019.